We welcome the newest Titan, wide receiver Eric Decker. Congratulations on joining the ball club. The obvious first question is, what's the appeal of Tennessee, and is it just the fact that you're a Tennessean anyway now?
Well, that factored into it, but you know, I just like the direction the Titans are going. I actually did a broadcasting boot camp a couple summers ago. I was like, the Titans are going to be the surprise team, and this was talking about last year. Now, just seeing how the roster is being built, and you know, Marcus is a dynamic young quarterback, and being a veteran receiver, you know, we got a good group in the receiver room, and I want to be a part of it. And just the energy in Nashville, just you know, the simpleness of living here and being able to have my wife work while I work and the kids be in school and not have to, you know, take them to different places. So there's a lot of factors, but I'm just excited about this organization and the direction it's going.
How much of a factor was your former Denver teammate Wesley Woodyard in convincing you?
Him and his wife were big. But Wes is, you know, he was a great teammate. He's a great friend. And he helped me as far as putting the buzz in some coaches' ears and just, you know, talking highly of me. And, you know, got a lot of respect for him, and I leaned on him. You know, how's the locker room? You know, how's the practice? You know, what do you think of the team? And to get his feedback and to know that he's confident in this team, you know, that means a lot to me, because when you have choices you got to make, you got to factor in, you want to be a part of a group that is fun to go to work, but also is competitive and you know, looking to win a lot of football games.
Most of us who have watched your career think of Eric Decker, 1,000-yard receiver, incredibly productive, but they don't know, when you have the John Robinson mantra of tough, dependable, and team first, here's a guy, Cold Spring, Minnesota. Best college offer you had was to play for the Golden Gophers.
The only
offer. So you sort of came up the hard way. Third round draft pick. And when you go in your rookie year, you make 9 special teams tackles, covering kicks. Even though we know you as the fancy receiver, so to speak, that tough, dependable team first is still where you come from, isn't it?
It is. You know, I guess my foundation was kind of built on the grit. You know, just the do whatever you got to do to help the team. And that's so important to me. You know, when I was in Denver, I saw what the culture was like to get to Super Bowl, what it took. And it was kind of that unselfishness. It was, you know, everyone doing what their role was, not wanting to be the me guy, but be the team guy. And again, that's talking to Wes and Coach, and just knowing that's kind of the culture that's being built here. It's so important. So that's my thing. I want to come in. I want to help however I can. You know, I'm not expecting certain things, but I'm going to work hard, going to be a good role model, a good leader for this organization, and do what I need to do.
I visited with one of your former teammates to get some description on you, and one of the things that jumped out is he's faster than people think. And so I went back to look at your combine time, and I'd forgotten that because of a foot injury, you couldn't run at the combine. So nobody's really ever known how fast you are. Has that been a huge advantage in your career? Has your speed been underestimated?
I think at times it definitely has, because, you know, even when I'm on the field on Sundays, people are like, man, you're faster than I thought or than I've seen on tape. So I think not running the 40 did help me, but again, it kind of hurt me in that process. But I am where I am. You know, I feel confident in my skill set, and I feel like, you know, I'll be a good fit for this organization.